Now to Philadelphia, where the hometown Phillies beat the Los Angeles Dodgers last night to go two games to none in the National League Championship Series. Now, if the Phillies defeat the Dodgers in the best-of-seven series, they will earn their first World Series appearance in 15 years, and a chance to win only the second World Championship in their team's 125-year history. Last night's game was all about Phillies pitcher Brett Myers. He not only pitched well, but hit great, 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs.
I got 4 hits all year, and I go out there, and now I got 4 in the postseason. I'm actually baffled as to what's going on, too.
Joe Keenan, lifelong Phillies fan and author of True Believers, The Tragic Inner Life of Sports Fans, joins us now from Philadelphia. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So how do you explain all this power in the lineup, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Pat Burrell, and the pitcher gets 3 hits?
Well, divine intervention would be the most obvious explanation that you would go to. But I think the logical explanation is that the pitchers are concentrating so much on the big guns that the other guys are ganging up on them. But Myers' performance is literally unbelievable because he is an absolutely terrible hitter. And the great thing about it is that when he gets on the bases, you get to see him run the bases. And he's fat, and he's not fast, and it's hilarious to watch him running the bases. When he got his 3rd hit yesterday, he actually hit himself on the batting helmet with his own bat. It's just unbelievable watching this guy.
And we should remind our listeners, you can't take a golf cart between the bases, right? You actually have to run.
You actually have to run, and when he went from first to third on one play, and he tripped coming around second and just sort of staggered into third base. And then when Shane Victorino, who's a very fast guy, got a triple, you could see that Victorino could easily have passed him on the base paths if he'd wanted and scored and gone around and scored before Myers. It's just unbelievable. And nobody can explain this because he is truly, truly a terrible batter.
Joe, I wish you well, but, you know, I'm a fan of a club that has very famously been up 2 games in it's actually 3 games in a playoff series, and, well, you know, how to finish that one. So being up 2 games guarantees nothing. Are you more happy or anxious right now?
Oh, I'm overjoyed. I'm really happy. I'm happy for the players. They came back. They shouldn't have made the playoffs. They beat the Mets. And they're playing well, and I'm really happy for them. No, I don't feel as anxious as I think fans feel about some of the other teams like the Eagles. I think that people feel that they're a very good team and they're a very unpredictable team. Mm-hmm. And they've got a couple of the players on the team who seem like they might lead you to the promised land, like Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins and the kid Cole Hamels. So, no, I'm feeling good. I'd rather be up 2 than down 2.
In a word, who would you prefer to, if the Phillies win the championship series, who would you prefer to play, the Red Sox or the Rays?
The Red Sox, for 2 reasons. One, because the Phillies actually played them in 1915, so it would be nice to play them again and beat them. And second, because my daughter's boyfriend is a Red Sox fan, so the explosive quality to the series would be great.
Joe, thanks very much.
You bet.
Author Joe Queenan, who sojourned to Philadelphia to watch the Phillies.